Welcome everybody, Satnam, May 15th, 2012. And I was saying a minute ago in the check-in on the, when we were all checking in, that it's the most auspicious time and beautiful weekend where, and I am in Joshua Tree, California right now. And we just had a beautiful festival called Shakti Fest, which continues to be, has not stopped. Just brought in a really high frequency energy called Celebration of the Divine Mother. Of course, I had to be here. And this is what we're all doing as we bring in the Divine Feminine. It's a celebration. And with it, of course, working with the dark and the light always brings a certain amount of sorrow and pain. And then there's also the joy of the mother that's coming through. And I was actually, for me, I was really, really encouraged and uplifted and swept into beautiful fields of high frequency vibrations and energies and love, unconditional love this weekend. With there's many people, I really don't actually know what the count was. There's a number of different areas. They had yoga going on, plus music at the main stage with Kirtan musicians. So, you know, there was definitely a few hundred people, maybe 500, 600, 700, 800, I don't even know. But it was out in the retreat center here, and what I really was experiencing so much is the beauty of the group of people coming together and really anchoring in the frequency of love. And I was experiencing during the musicians, and especially one really beautiful musician, and we're actually putting up a little YouTube so you can see a little clip of it and hear it for yourself, and I'll put out, when I get home, I think tomorrow I'll put out a, on the Yahoo group, what the link to it is. But especially one really beautiful young musician named Deepak, and not Deepak Chopra, the other Deepak. Yeah, anyway, he's beautiful, young Indian guy. When he began singing, what I really was experiencing so much is he was with his guitar and his violin and his chanting, he was totally opening up the energy, like we talk about opening up the portals and opening up the dimensions and using mantra as the link to open the dimensions. I experienced the power of what he was bringing through, that he was totally opening up the portal even bigger and bigger to receive these higher frequencies that we're talking about, these ascension frequencies that are coming onto the planet for those who can receive them. And this group of people that I was experiencing being with and dancing with, I really was experiencing that we were the Nataraj, the dancing Shiva. We were up dancing, and a group of us, and we were I felt that he was bringing them through, and we were receiving the divine love, the ascended frequencies, the good energies of the activated Divine Mother. And as we danced and felt the energy come into our bodies, which of course is the pivotal piece at this time on the planet, those who can receive these high frequency energies into their bodies are the ones who are changing what the planet is to become. And, you know, I don't know the timelines or what's going to happen with the lower frequency energies and the people that don't understand this. But I was encouraged to feel that, yes, how strongly, and this group of people was receiving and dancing into being, into form, dancing into form the energies of the Divine Mother as during this weekend celebration over Mother's Day. And it was a whole weekend. So that just went on and on. They had Kirtan singer after Kirtan singer, and they had yoga class after yoga class. You couldn't do it all, which was frustrating, because I totally wanted to do it all. And that's where I was this weekend, and I totally felt I was exactly in the right place at the right time. And I'm just feeling that presence with the group here and all of us being together, and what we're moving into working into, and I'm going to talk about the astrology in a minute, but the information I'm starting to get for all of us is what to understand more about as we move into our own states of being, which are the ascended state, that as we started talking about the last couple of weeks, we are being trained in moving into being the next group, or so to speak, and we're not the only ones, but our group, because that's who we're working with, we're being shown how to move into being an ascended master. We're learning about that, and it's so exciting, and you know, as we've all expressed, we feel very humbled and inspired and happy and grateful that we have these beings that are no longer in form. Our main teacher, of course, being Yogi Bhajan, they're basically lighting the way for us, and they're just welcoming us with open arms, saying, yes, you can do this. You can understand what the ascended state is, and you can work with it, and you are working with it. So that's what these calls are actually becoming, ascended master training calls. So, yeah, I just feel kind of, you know what they say, goddess bumps, pretty goosebumps all over, just tingly. And I definitely felt so much feeling, just the depth of feeling and the depth of what was happening in my heart this weekend. It just goes deeper and deeper for me, deeper and deeper in. And the astrology that I want to mention, again, totally lines up with this. What's happening is we've got this Venus going into retrograde in alignment with the sun, and then a solar eclipse coming up and a new moon. What this all means is, with this Venus going into retrograde and this configuration that we're not going to have again for over 100 years, this is the time to go deeper and deeper and deeper, falling into our own hearts, into our own feelings, and just drinking that in and bringing that love into our own bodies, and of course down with the connection and up with the connection with the earth, and understanding that on a deeper level how we are totally part of the earth, part of nature, and part of creation, and how we are created with this human form. And Yogi Bhajan used to say it's very rare to not only be incarnated into human form, but to also to be incarnated into a body that you have an opportunity to have the consciousness and be exposed to the awareness to be liberated in this lifetime. And keep smiling, saying yes, and just acknowledging that everybody on this call has earned the privilege through your good deeds, good karma, good dharma, through your actions, earned this privilege to be incarnated in a human body where you're exposed to the ability to move into that ascended state, to move into that ascended mastery state. And it's not greater or less than, it's just good to know what we're working with. We have to know what part of the dimensions and the school and what lessons we need to learn. So it's really, it's not only a very wonderful feeling, but it's humbling also. So with this Venus and this going retrograde and the Mother's Day and the solar eclipse and the new moon, it's all about going deeper and deeper into ourselves, into our souls, into owning and bringing it in, the recognition of who we are, and that we are created in, as we always know, but this is taken in. We are created by the Creator in the image of the Creator. We are the Goddess. We are that. And when we breathe it in and feel it and let the power of the frequency come into our bodies, and we feel that frequency and we're in the field of that frequency, now we can start to move with more and more awareness, and we can start to expand that field to others around us, which is what, you know, of course, we're talking about doing. We embody that, and that's what I was doing this weekend with this whole group, that we were, yes, like, what I actually really experienced was that we were reclaiming, we were taking the earth back. It was like a revolution, you know, an evolution, a revolution. That it's like, I felt like, yes, we're claiming the earth. We're taking the earth back, the the light workers, the light, whatever you want to call it, soldiers, I don't know, dancers, the Nataraj, the dancing Shiva. We are, through our embodiment, we are reclaiming the earth to be what the earth is ascending to be, what the earth herself is becoming. We are reclaiming the earth to back to the original pristine state, to the Garden of Eden. We are taking the earth back to be a place of love. We have tipped the scale so that there's always a balance between light and dark, but we've tipped the scale to say we now claim our place with the mother. We want this. We want the mother to return to a state of love, a planet of love. And that's what we were working with. And I just felt the power of holding that field stronger and stronger and stronger, and just then inviting other people in. And when we get together in our workshops and our retreats and on our phone calls, and we just hold that field, and then we can just embrace others who are ready to come into that field of love and ready to feel more of who they are. And this is the very beginning of the awareness of what it is to move into the ascension frequencies and to become in our own being, in our own self, to move into becoming the ascended masters walking on the planet. Yes, there are many that are not in form, and they're so happy that we're here willing to walk in form with this consciousness, knowing that we have the spark of the divine, of the God, of the goddess inside us. And once we embrace that and feel that in our bodies, then what we start to understand is what laws we're actually working with and what powers we actually have. But moving into that state, of course, requires working for the good of all. So that's part of the awareness. When you can feel how what you're doing affects others, when you can feel how, you know, not to bring us down, but how killing dolphins is such a painful thing for the dolphins alone, not to mention, you know, all the beings that feel. So when people are still in the state of doing things that cause discord or pain for other beings, then they're not ready to own or understand who they really are. They're not in alignment with their God, Goddess self at all. So that's the first step, understanding that the Creator Being that we're all part of wants good for all, wants life to be cherished and treasured and protected. Doesn't the Creator Being that created us doesn't want all this destruction, doesn't want pain and discord. So that's one of the first awareness that the ascended masters move into and live from. And in the ascended state, what the ascended masters tell us, what Yogi Bhajan tells us, is what he's saying is that in the ascended state, you can control, the ascended masters can control the atomic structure of your world, of our world, just as a potter controls his clay. So we're talking about the atomic level here of what we're connected to. And of course, when we go inside, we start and we meditate and we chant. And all of this has been studied, and we've talked about the water and Emoto and worked with our crystals and energizing our water and drinking it. But when we can go inside and connect with what's happening and how we create harmony in our own bodies and our own atomic structure, the microcosm is the macrocosm. That correlates to the world around us. And then, of course, as we know, when we start to practice that harmony and really feel that in our bodies, then, of course, we get into more and more instant manifestation. Oh, this so happened. I was thinking of this, and this person called me. And so what happens is, every electron and atom in the universe is obedient to the desire and command of our being in the ascended state because of the God-Goddess power, which we control. We can control. and which we have, and this is the important part that I was talking about, which we have earned the right to be the director of. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about this state of being that we have earned the right to be the director of by being aware of how the laws of the divine work. And of course, as we're saying, the first law being, you know, as they say, do no harm, being feeling how our actions affect other beings. So this is really what we're starting to work with and just getting the frequency. And I was just being with everybody this weekend when I was dancing in these frequencies and feeling so encouraged and just understanding the right use of will, so to speak, the right use of this power to just increase the field so that others that are ready, others that are ready, we're not asking people that are not ready, others that are ready can step into and feel the field and feel the love and be healed. And that's what we're doing. And that's what I'm happy with. And that's what makes me so encouraged right now. So in the ascended state, then we start working with universal principles or God, goddess principles, and working with the eternal law of life, which is what we think and feel, what you think and feel, you bring into form. Where thought is, that's where we are, because we are. You are your consciousness, and what you meditate on, you become. And we are consciousness. We know that. And with this Venus retrograde and the solar eclipse and the alignment with the sun, the possibility that we have with these concepts that we're talking about, which we already know, is to embody them deeper and deeper into our hearts, deeper and deeper into our consciousness, deeper and deeper into our psyche. And as we do that, that is what expands this field of love. That is what's going to take the planet back and ultimately help the planet be recreated in an ascended state as the planet of love, as the Divine Mother that she truly is. And she has asked for this, and she is ready. She's no longer going to hold these lower frequencies. So again, I don't know the time frame of what's going to happen, because when we're in those states, we're beyond time and space. But I know that this is the wave of energy that we are embodying and bringing onto the planet. And when we can learn to work deeper and deeper with our own mind and dwell upon these higher frequencies of love, then we increase this field. And those beings that are not able to control their minds or unwilling to learn how to work with their minds and the power of their minds through meditation and breathing, all the things that we know, those beings that continue putting, you know, really chaotic energy onto the planet and allow their minds to wander with thoughts of, you know, hate and condemnation and lust and envy and jealousy and criticism and fear and all that. So those just create more discord. So that's what we're talking about. Being in the ascended state, we can notice when we're in harmony within our own bodies, within our mind, body, and soul, within our 10 bodies, when our soul, we talked about identifying, having identified being with the ethers, with the tattvas, then we can control the tattvas, and that's what we talked about, controlling the atomic structure. That has to do with identifying with our first body, our soul body, the ether tattva. Then when we can hold these frequencies in the substance of our mind, because our mind is substance, it is consciousness. When we hold these frequencies, now we're bringing these beautiful, harmonious, more and more harmonious things into our experience and allowing more harmony for others to learn how to create more and more harmony and less discord. Because all of these discordant activities on the planet that people are putting out through their thoughts and feelings, it's the individual emotional chaos of people that's creating literally the pain on the planet. The planet herself, the mother herself, no longer wants this pain, and she wants this pain to leave. And she's asking us right in this very moment, she's saying, yes, I treasure you. Hold these frequencies, share this knowledge with others, how they can learn to control their mind, how they can learn to manage their feelings, how they can learn to, through chanting, through celebrating the Divine Mother like we all do and we did this weekend, how they can turn from their pain of emotional discord into the ecstasy of devotion, of being in alignment with the laws of the universe, with the laws of that we're working with in the ascended state, and being aware, it's like, of what we're working with, the laws of the universe. I mean, it's like somebody who doesn't know you're supposed to stop at a red light, and they don't stop, and, you know, they get in an accident. That's an example of not being aware of what laws we're working with, what alignments we're working with, what we're part of, and that's what it is to be part of nature, part of the mother. And it goes out and out to be part of the galaxy, because the universe and the galaxy is in harmony. The earth rotates around the sun. We have night. We have day. So this is all about that everything in the universe is in harmony, or it would just turn into chaos. The law of love holds harmony. And when we're not vibrating the harmony, then we move into discord, and that's the chaos, law of chaos that we find. Well, I did have one, another sort of interesting experience also over the weekend. I was really experiencing when, as I said, you can look at the little YouTube clip, this beautiful musician was playing, and at one point he started playing Michael Jackson's song, Billie Jean, really, really a lot of energy, up-tempo, just the whole group, the whole gathering, everybody that was there dancing was just really receiving such high-octane love, as my friend likes to say, I would say. And then he went from that into Jai Ma, invoking the mother. And what I was experiencing was, and I was just dancing and drinking water and eating lots of fresh foods, was I was just experiencing, this is interesting, since we work with past lives and images, and I work with that a lot in my readings, I was experiencing Michael Jackson in all these forms being just around us. I saw and felt Michael Jackson, and I saw that Michael Jackson from the other side, so to speak, or from another dimension, was helping us at that moment to birth the light. So to me, it was a beautiful example of polarity, moving from duality to polarity. Like, yeah, we are in 3D, so to speak, but yet I got to experience that the light was being birthed, and I had felt really sad when Michael Jackson passed to the other side, and I just felt that he was just birthed into the light when he moved to the other side, and he's just continuing to help us birth the light. So that was a really fun experience. It was kind of like I was seeing lots of them, like all these holograms, and they just kept coming and coming, and it was, I really felt at that moment that the whole group of us were really dancing and in harmony and alignment with these higher frequencies, and dancing with the light, and dancing with the ascended masters and the beings of light. And I felt that oneness that we talk about, that we experience in the fifth dimension when we move into unity consciousness. So we have 3D is duality, and then fourth dimension is when we start to experience the polarity, like you just watch the play of opposites, Leela, night and day, etc. And then the fifth dimension is when we can experience that unity consciousness, and we're not in that duality. And that, I had such a beautiful fifth dimensional experience up into the sixth dimension, sacred form, and I just saw these colors, like rainbows of light coming in, just pure light, which we were bringing into light, which is sixth dimensional, pure form, the light coming into us, and we're bringing this pure light into form. and with the music, which is seventh dimension. So, and connecting on up, the eighth and which is the breath. I was definitely breathing really deeply, dancing, the pranic field, the field of the infinite, moving, aligning with the mind of God and into that connection with the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So, yes, it's a very inspiring weekend. So, we'll just breathe and just feel that. And I'm in it now, and I'm sharing it now. And everybody here is in that field, that unity consciousness. And once we can feel that field, it's so encouraging. And we so need this. I need this. But I feel that we so need this as our touchstone. And we need the strength to share that. We'll just breathe, and then, I don't know, would you play Adi Shakti? Can you do that? Did you find it? Oh, I so appreciate that. I think my phone seems to be holding up, so I'm going to stay on the phone and chat with everybody.
Okay.
And just keep holding the frequency together. So.
I'm warning everybody, the birds are going to start screaming because I dance with them with these phones. And I don't know how to shut. If I mute myself, you cannot hear it. But
we want to hear them. We want to hear the birds.
All right. So enjoy the screaming of the birds.
So I'm feeling the birds. They feel it. Doesn't everybody feel it right now?
Yeah.
We want to feel it.
Okay. Good. There we go.
We want to feel it. Good. Okay. Here we go. We're going to hold the field. Raise the vibration. Call and response. So after Adi Shakti, you can respond. Adi Shakti, right. Namo Namo. Dada Adi Shakti, and you can unmute yourself if you want. We can sing together on the call and response. Dada Adi Shakti. Namo Namo.